it will come to play as it comes to play on this earth as well. You know, the Holy Quran refers to this phenomena in a beautiful verse, where every verse is beautiful, but I mean, it's an outstanding verse that tells us that if Allah had not been kind to mankind and had not forgiven most of its sins, and if Allah were to be cognizant of all the follies or even the smallest follies of man, then Allah will destroy all life on earth as punishment. So that shows that it is the forgiveness of Allah which has carried the evolution through to this stage. At every time we make mistakes, and the different types of life which existed before us, they also made mistakes. Yet the system of Allah is so great that despite our mistakes, we survived. Despite our ignorance, despite our respective follies in the sphere in which we were born at a certain stage, still Allah forgave us, and the system of survival was not adversely affected. Now, this phenomena could be understood by a doctor better than anybody else. This phenomena of forgiveness is found in every organ of human body. It is not that type of forgiveness which you find in religion. It's an automatic scientific forgiveness in the form of law of nature and the prevenience with which man has been provided. For instance, the system of sugar burning in body is such that you require a certain amount of insulin, and it burns the sugar as required, and then the production of insulin is stopped automatically and it keeps a balance. Now, if you overdo and start eating too much and put too much pressure on the system, still the human body is supplied with 7 times possibility. Or if you are negligent of your health and you injure the islands in which the insulin is produced, islands of gland, I mean, even if 1/7 of that remains healthy, still you will keep your system of production of insulin intact. This 1-to-7 ratio is found in so many other instances, and in some places it is even more. For instance, you are provided with 2 kidneys. If by your repeated mistakes and negligence 1 kidney fails, still you can survive without even noticing a change on 1 single kidney. If you still do not rectify your ways and behave properly and go on being cruel to yourself, and 1/2 of the 2nd kidney is also destroyed, still you will survive, and 1/2 kidney would be enough. And even if 1/4 of a kidney is left, still it will provide all the needs of filtration that a healthy body requires. Now, do you know Dr. Masood? He is a surgeon, famous surgeon of Pakistan, and a good Ahmadi. He is living now for many, many years on 1/4 of 1 kidney. The second is totally removed by operation, and the first one, let's call it the one, and this 1 kidney is removed 3/4, because it was all diseased. And he's living on 1/4 of kidney, and still he's operating on people and leading a normal life. So that is a ratio of 1-to-8. So in every phenomena of life, wherever you study it closely, you will find that we are so well cushioned that our mistakes are well looked after, and they are barred from injuring us to the extent that they will create a threat to the existence of life itself. So the phenomena of evolution is cushioned from all sides, and that is forgiveness of Allah. So if Allah has been forgiving and to that extent, right from the start of the inception of life on this earth, then how can you expect Him not to be forgiving after death?
So it stops immediately after death.
Huh?
It stops immediately after death.
No, how do you know? Not immediately.
No, that's what I heard from you.
Because this phenomena of forgiveness gives a canopy to life at every stage, even at the embryonic stage. So when you study the phenomena of the development of a fetus, then you will understand that even that development period shows evidence of Allah's forgiveness. I call it forgiveness in religious terms, and I know this is forgiveness and nothing else. But scientifically speaking, they would have different terminologies for this. Provisions and cushioning and whatever they call it. But it is nothing but forgiveness of Allah. The Holy Quran tells us in so many words. So, if Allah says it will be similar, your development, next development, would be similar to the first development, the forgiveness part will also repeat. In what form, we can't know until we die.